Padilla, Biden hasn't done many unscripted appearances because we didn't know who the GOP nominee was. By Ian Hanchett on February 17, 2024. During an interview with Fox 11 Los Angeles, Alex Michelson aired on Friday's The Issue Is. Senator Alex Padilla, DCA, responded to a question on President Joe Biden's lack of unscripted public appearances by stating that until now, everybody's been so focused on the Republican primary. But now that we know who the nominee will be, we're going to see, one-on-one, through now in November. And people have the clearest of contrasts, the clearest of choices to make between the two. Michelson asked, there is a situation right now where 86% of the country believes that Joe Biden is too old to run for president. 86% of the country doesn't agree on almost anything. Why are they wrong? Padilla responded, maybe it's because they don't see the Joe Biden that I see. Yeah, he's up there in age. That's a number. But, as I've had a chance to work with him, engage with him, not just at events, but in the Roosevelt Room in the White House, in the Oval Office itself, he is smart, he's effective, he's a true leader, he's thoughtful, and he's leveraging all that experience and relationship is with leaders around the world to our benefit. Michelson then asked, but I'm sure you saw John Stewart's criticism this week saying, why don't we see that? Why don't you put that person out there? He's done fewer press conferences, fewer town halls, fewer interviews. We don't see him in a lot of unscripted scenarios. Do you think the White House needs to put him out there more? Padilla responded, so, two things. Number one, love John Stewart. You tune into Comedy Central for a good laugh. And here's the other thing, look at timing. Up until now, everybody's been so focused on the Republican primary. Because we've known all along who our candidates are going to be. It's going to be President Biden seeking a second term. On the Republican side, it's been Donald Trump or Nikki Haley or Ron DeSantis, and others. Now that there's clarity on the Republican side of who the nominee's going to be, now, we're going to see, one-on-one, through now in November. And people have the clearest of contrasts, the clearest of choices to make between the two. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.